last Sunday of this year, this year's theme from Centers for Spiritual Living has been value-based spiritual living. The December theme has been spiritual living through integrity. And so today is commitment to honest beginnings. Honest beginnings. So I resolve to have no New Year's resolutions. I don't believe in them. I don't want a resolution. I want a revolution. Don't you? Yeah. I want things to turn around so completely in my consciousness, a revolutionary movement in consciousness, that I have a commitment, a very strong, clear commitment. First of all, not to drag anything from the past into the present. Would you like to join me in that one? Which is why we're having this great burning bowl, and thank you, Elise. She just did this whole thing. It's awesome. Because we're going to release with gratitude, and with a willingness to receive all the lessons, as Sarah beautifully said in her opening prayer this morning, that we change all of our ta-das. That's what we do when we make a mistake around here. We don't go, oh no. We go, ta-da, right? Change all our ta-das into ahas, so that we've made a mistake and we look at it and we get the lesson from it. So guess what? We don't have to do that one again. Oh, we'll make up some others maybe. That's part of the human condition. But we will be glad to have a commitment not to drag the past into the present. Give thanks for it as we release it. Take the gifts from it for sure. But then to have the courage to co-create an inspired future. We are co-creators, remember. We don't do anything by ourselves. There's an infinite power, a power for good, that Ernest Holmes spoke of every time he gave a lesson, a class, a radio program, ultimately a television program. There is a power for good in the universe greater than you are, and you can use it. That's not a good Ernest Holmes voice, but that's the best I can do. And it's still true. There is a power for good in the universe greater than you are, right where you are, and we use it. We use it to co-create our lives. We use that power within us to give us what we need to have the courage to make the commitment to have an honest revolution. I'm going to ask if anybody knows who said this. Desire is the key to motivation, but it's determination and commitment to an unrelenting pursuit of your goal, a commitment to excellence that will enable you to attain the success you seek. Who do you think said that? Eric Butterworth, that's a good guess. Not it, meh. Here's a hint. Mario Andretti. He made a commitment, and he made that commitment, and he pursued it, a commitment to excellence. We can have success in all we set out to do because there's a power within us that works along with us. We're not doing anything all by ourselves, except one thing. There's only one thing that we do in this world, and that's to choose. Isn't that great? Here's the power. It's like getting into the race car. The wheel, the steering wheel, is the will. We don't use the will as willpower. We use the will to choose, make a decision. I'm going to Exton, or I'm going to Bryn Mawr. That's the direction. But it's under the hood that all that power is, that will take me where I need to go. The power of the infinite is able to bring us to our new intentions when we set our intentions clearly and honestly. We don't pretend. We don't make things up like, we want to be realistic. We want to be able to choose what we truly can accept. For instance, I always have new intentions, and I don't wait till just the first of the year to set my new intentions. It's a daily thing. I die daily like Paul. I want to die to what happened, and I want to be reborn to what I'm ready to experience. So I wouldn't get up tomorrow morning and decide to set an intention and make a commitment to be a world-class ballerina. Would you? There are some of you who still could. I could, I suppose. Nah, not realistic. So I want to be very honest with the intentions that I set, which is why I'm calling this a commitment to honest beginnings. Let's know what we truly can accept in our lives. Would any of you want to set an intention to have $4 billion in a bank and an island of your own? Well, maybe you would. That doesn't happen to be one of mine. No, it isn't one of mine. But I can set an intention to increase my savings plan. I can decide to go to Cape May more often. What? I know you love Cape May. I will buy it for you as soon as I get my $4 billion. On the way to Cape May. There they go. Would you like to have a commitment to completely end world hunger? I too. Would we be realistic to realize it won't happen by the end of next year? But can we make some progress along those lines? Absolutely. Let's be honest with the commitments that we're making. I can do my part. I can elevate my consciousness. I can do my best, and it's pretty darn good, our best, isn't it? To envision this world with people who have electricity where it's been out on their island for way too long, right? And I can do my part by continuing to send whatever gifts I can send to make those things happen. I can send packages here and there. We can take care of our own people right here in Chester County. We can do our part because, as Mother Teresa said, you don't need to do great things. Do small things with great love. Small things with great love. It is the intention behind everything we do that makes the difference. And as we have an honest intention to do everything we do with great love, we are making a great and positive, healthy impact on ourselves, on our families, on our workplace, on our neighborhoods, in our communities, and ultimately in our world. We're here. We're the ones we've been waiting for. Thank God we're not the only ones. It's wonderful to realize that we are connected with so many light workers. Because we can get compassion fatigue otherwise, can't we, if we think we're the only ones. And what's true is we're not doing it all by ourselves anyway. What's true is we are part of a mighty network of light workers. So, yeah, I don't think we're going to end world hunger in the next 3 or 4 weeks. But I know I'm doing my part, and I know you are too. We can make food baskets. We had a lot of that going on over the holidays, and it's wonderful. Let's be honest down deep in our hearts about infinite possibilities as well. I'm going to be honest about the things that I think really aren't mine to commit to. They're for a whole group to be committing to. Can't do it all by myself. Or as his father used to say, I can't do it all my by self. But we can do probably the most important thing of all, and that's to be honest with the truth that there is a power and a presence within us and all around us that's greater than we are. And it's ours to use. And the more important part of that, which I learned when I was graduating from ministerial education, there is a power for good in the universe greater than you are. And it can use you. It can use you and us. It can use us. As we open ourselves to that divine presence and power, we tend to desire to utilize it for good. As Meister Eckhart said, just let God be God in you. See, we pretend. As Buckminster Fuller said, we're like children crawling around on the floor of the universe. Don't you think it's time we stood up? Don't you think it's time we rose up to our divine, authentic reality? And so I want to be honest down in my heart about the infinite possibilities. I'm willing to release the past completely with blessings and gratitude. Are you? I really am. And in my honesty, I know that all things are possible with the divine. I must remember that. I'm not being honest with myself in making my commitments if I forget that with God all things are possible. That's that's an essential beginning point to all the intentions that we are setting. In my honesty, I am ready and willing to invite the power of Spirit to work through me. Maxine of herself, yeah, she's pretty good, she's okay, but she can't do it as well as she can by letting the presence and the power work through her. I'm here. You don't need to talk about me as if I'm not. I want to commit to having no more belief in lack or in limitation. Would you like to join me in that? No more belief in it. It never was true. It can be our temporary experience. As was it Michael Todd, who was one of Elizabeth Taylor's multiple husbands? Nothing wrong with that. I knew a woman once who met another woman who had been married for like 50 years to the same man. She said, "The same man? You've been married for 50 years to the same man? Yeah. What? Don't you like men?" I think it was Mike Todd who said, you know, that he had been rich and he had been poor, but he had never been broke. Or he had been, whatever it was, he knew down deep that he had a consciousness of prosperity and that what didn't work out over here worked out better over there. Because he had a consciousness of prosperity. Come and go, let it go, come back, oh, only better. So I want to have a commitment that I have no more belief in lack or limitation as a thing, as a reality, as an entity. It isn't. Lack is not an entity. Limitation is not an entity. It's a passing experience. Remember that fable about the king who sent his wisest men out into the realm to find a statement that would be so powerful, that would remind him of great truth, that would be small enough to put on a ring that he could just look at from time to time. And they scoured the earth at that time, the realm, whatever it was, and ultimately they came back with the words that he placed on his ring. It came to pass. It came to pass. Please let's remember that when we have the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. Please remember that when things are happening that are painful, that don't feel so good, that you can't imagine are ever going to go away. They are going to go away. Call a practitioner. Get some help. That's what we do here. It came to pass. And we read that in the New Testament. We read that a lot, and we can read it differently now. And it came to pass that in the city of, oh, it didn't come to stay. It's part of the human condition. It's part of the relative world that we experience. And relative with a small r, and absolute with a large a. In the absolute, all is well. We are individualized manifestations of the living God. Everything that is true of the divine is true of the human, because we are divine. There's only one life. We were made out of that life. So we remember to come back. We remember to return to that place of new beginnings where we come to our source. And what are the seven substantive qualities of spirit that also show up in us? If you say them, if you know them, say them. Life, love, light, peace, power, beauty, and joy. Those are your innate qualities. If I'm feeling sad, I'm not letting the quality, the divine quality of joy express through me. If I'm feeling mad at somebody, did you know what he did? Gonna hang on to that for a while. I'm the one who's losing because I'm not letting the innate quality of love express through me. It's like stepping on the hose and the water can't come through. The water is still there. But I'm not letting it flow through because I got a kink in my hose. I've copped a resentment. You know how good that feels? Not. Which is why I want that quality of love to flow through me. It feels much better to me. Then he done me wrong. It makes for some good songs, though, huh? When we get a piano, we're going to have Emily or Elise or somebody just sit on that singing torch songs, right? Till you get over it. I'm ready for a new perception of myself and of the world and the people in it. How about you? Until we form that new perception, it's going to be the same old, same old. We need a new perception. I want to swear allegiance to living in from the high watch of greater possibility. So it was G.K. Chesterton who said, "The object of a new year is not that we should have a new year. It is that we should have a new soul and a new nose, new feet, a new backbone, new ears, and new eyes." I like that a lot. New eyes, that's when we're seeing from a truer perspective. New feet, I want to be free to walk on a different path, a wider path, one I can dance along with grace and with speed, the speed of life. Everybody has their own pace. I want my speed of life, and I want you to have your speed of life. A new nose? Well, that's where we can find something sweet in every experience. A new backbone? Stand up taller in the truth. Maintain the steady sense of principle, the presence and the power and the principle. New ears? I want to hear love, no matter what somebody is saying. Boy, that's a goal for me. Have you ever had anybody say anything to you that was really nasty and awful and you wish that they weren't saying it to you? Wouldn't it be wonderful to develop new ears where what we really hear is how they're asking for love? Because people are always doing one of two things, you know. They're either expressing love or requesting love. And sometimes the way they request it isn't so pretty. I would like to develop new ears so I don't hear that. It's just like, wah, wah, wah. And what I'm really hearing is, I love you. Please love me. That's not easy. Can we try to do that? There's no try, says Yoda. It's only do. Well, that's a goal. How about a new soul? I like your old one. Nothing wrong with it. You were created whole, complete, and perfect right out of the life and the heart and the mind of God. But I want to release any restrictions around my soul. I want to allow myself to expand to the infinite. Do you want to do that with me too? Good. So let's leave behind whatever no longer serves our heightened view. A new world, a new worldview. We need it, don't you think? We haven't liked the way it's been looking. We can't believe it's been looking like that. We are some of the people who are here to make a difference. And we are already making a difference. And we're not going to stop. You know, like Nehemiah said, when he's on the top of that wall and the enemy's downstairs, he's rebuilding the city that's been destroyed. And the enemy's downstairs are saying, "Come on down, Nehemiah. We just want to have a cup of tea with you." He knew better. And what did he say? "I'm doing a great work and I will not come down." That's the kind of commitment to an honest intention of new beginnings that I want us all to have together. And I can see you're ready to do that. We're on this train together. Let's enter into the metanoia. Do you know the Greek word for repentance? We read in Scripture, repent. The Greek word for repentance is metanoia. See, some of you have heard this a few thousand times. Which simply means to turn the mind in another direction. I've been looking out the wrong window. I want to turn my mind and look out the window where it's beautiful. I want to look out and see life expressing itself. I want to see through the window of my soul. I want to hear with the ear of my heart and see with the eye of my heart. Let's turn our minds toward love and wisdom in action. I'm quoting from a woman named Maxine Kay. I love doing that. This is from our recent, from the pen of the minister. A new world vision begins with each individual's authentic review of what has been and a solid commitment to bring forth what we are ready to co-create. She's good. But I'll tell you who's better. This is an affirmation for a new year that was written many years ago by a fellow named Ernest Holmes. I'm living in the continual expectancy that every good thing in my experience shall be multiplied. There is neither doubt nor uncertainty in my mind. I know the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty has given me life. I have complete confidence in this Spirit and in its action in my experience. I affirm that today and every day is filled with blessing for myself and others. The past is gone, and I freely loose it and let it go. The present is filled with truth and joy, and the future with hope. Gratefully, I accept divine love and givingness and extend them to everyone I meet. I am made whole with the wholeness of spirit. I am guided into right action and successful accomplishment of all my good desires. This I accept. This I experience. And we could even say together, and so it is. So will you say with me, I choose to live from my authentic self. I leave behind all artifice. I leave behind all artifice. I live powerfully from truth. I live powerfully from truth. I am transformed by the renewing of my mind. I am transformed by the renewing of my mind. And so, my beloveds, beginneth our lesson. Thank you. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We love having such a special means of connecting with you and trust you have enjoyed this message. If you have benefited from and been uplifted by these ideas and would like to learn more about our spiritual community, please go to our website at cslphilly.com. And if you wish to express your gratitude, simply click on the donate button to experience the joy of conscious giving. Your generous support makes it possible to share these messages of inspiration with all the world. Please share this message with anyone you feel might benefit and encourage them to subscribe to our podcast by searching GPCSL on your favorite podcasting application. Again, thank you for joining me and the Greater Philadelphia Center for Spiritual Living Community as together we create a world that works for all.